and welcome to the Misty Blue Days of Our Lives podcast. I'm your host, Misty Blue from mistybluedream.com. That's MISTIBLUDREAM.com. And I'm here to talk about a little bit of everything. Thank you for tuning in. As a legal disclaimer, nothing said here on this podcast should be used in place of medical or professional advice, as the intent of the content is to share personal information, opinions, and thoughts. This is episode number 7, and today we are going to be discussing CBD and medical marijuana. So, as you can see, for those of you watching, I've got boxes next to me, so everything is a crazy mess. But my husband and I are moving from our apartment, so that's really exciting. So it's been a little hectic, which is why I'm kind of delayed with getting content out, but here I am. I wrote this article for the Beachside Resident. You can check out the Beachside Resident at thebeachsideresident.com. This is for the October issue, and I'm basically going to read it, and then I'll add in some more information after. So this is a podcast, but I also will have this episode recorded on YouTube. So, you know, I'll probably show some visuals later, like some CBD flower and CBD oil. So if you want to kind of get a different perspective, you're more than welcome to find me on YouTube. And now that I think about it, I can't even think what my YouTube is. I think it's Misty Blue Dream. I'll post a link in the information section. So I titled this article, WTF is THC and CBD. I think it got changed to WTH though in the magazine. So I'll go ahead and get started. Gone are the days of regs and crip. Today we have more of a knowledgeable approach as a consumer. Just like a wine connoisseur, we learn where the strain comes from, the notes, the potency. Unlike wine though, marijuana is a great way to medicate ailments. Some medications can cause other health issues, side effects, and meds keep adding up over the years. The beautiful thing about marijuana is that it can replace multiple medications. For example, let me list a few common health issues that typically require medications: anxiety, IBS, chronic pain, and migraines. It's common for one person to maybe have all of these issues. A doctor would have prescribed at least 4 medications, probably more, to treat that patient. I also want to emphasize that I am not pill shaming. I understand that some of us need medication to live, and I am one of them. But why not eliminate a few pills for just one piece of nature? As a disclaimer, please consult your doctor. I'm simply just a nerd who does a lot of research and experiments. We'll start with THC education. THC is a psychoactive cannabinoid in the cannabis plant. THC is where you get the buzzy high feeling. It's also very beneficial for pain relief, nausea, PTSD, withdrawals, sleep issues, seizure, and muscle tremors. For some, THC can give that paranoid side effect. CBD actually counteracts that feeling. Knowing the right strains and percentages is key to finding exactly what you need. You also have cannabis types, indica and sativa. Indica, or indicouch, is the mellow type. And I say in the couch because it's just how it sounds, like you're gonna melt into the couch. This type is calming and relaxing. Sativa can sometimes light a fire under your ass. It may make you extra chatty at a party or give you energy to work on a project. So back to being paranoid, if you have had that effect from bud, you probably had high THC, low CBD sativa strain. Now you see why it's great to learn. What you really needed was a low THC, high CBD indica strain. CBD or cannabidiol is a rich medicinal property, or is rich in medicinal properties. You can consume CBD flower and not get high. And like I was showing before, this is actually CBD flower. It looks exactly like THC. And a lot of people that I find are kind of surprised by that. They think it's just like, this is like a nug or weed. I mean, it is marijuana, but the strain is CBD, not THC. So you're not going to get high from smoking this. You're going to get the benefits of the CBD properties, like anti-inflammatory, can help with pain, nausea. So, you know, when you get CBD oil, for example, this is where it originates from. Depending on the type, you have full spectrum, which I'll get into, and then you have isolate. So, I mean, for the full spectrum, this is where it comes from the flower. All right, I lost my train of thought. You can consume CBD flower and not get high. What's the fun in that? Well, some of us have day jobs, need to drive, or get drug tested while needing the benefits that marijuana has to offer. CBD is a strong, natural anti-inflammatory that does not get you stoned. The list of medical benefits is long enough to fill this page, or this podcast, in this case. You can purchase legal CBD as long as it does not contain more than 0.3% THC. Isolate contains only CBD, think isolated. Full spectrum contains all compounds naturally presented in the plant, which has more benefits, in my opinion. There are many ways to using cannabis: smoking, edibles, tinctures, tea, lotion, balm, bubble baths, skincare, vaporizing. Find your local medical marijuana doctor and dispensary. It's time to paint the town green. So, and again, this one, this is my tincture. This is the 2000 milligram. It's a 1 ounce. I actually sell it for $110. It's 60 for my half ounce, which is 1000 milligrams. So as you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, it has a nice pretty color. This is literally just MTC oil that's infused in flower. So you're getting all the benefits, and that's what I love about full spectrum. You're getting all of the benefits of the plant. There's terpenes, which is like basically the essential oil that is, you know, comes from the plant. So if you think about like an orange, you have the peel and it has those nice, strong orange oils that come out of the peel. So having all of those parts of the plant really come in handy. I notice I keep saying, oh, I'm sorry. Because you're getting like all the benefits. And that to me is going to be a lot more beneficial versus an isolate. The isolate is like a powder. I don't have an example of that. I don't usually work with isolate. I'll probably get some just because it's cool to put in, like, if I wanted to mix it in like a water or something, but I don't use it in any of my products because to me it's kind of a waste. Like, I want all of the benefits. Now, people do get benefits from isolate, but I've had and seen and heard in the past that someone will try a CBD tincture like this one and it's not full spectrum, it's an isolate, so it's not going to be as strong. So when I hear people who didn't feel anything from it or have any benefits or experiencing anything good from CBD, my first thought is, well, how many milligrams was it? Because I'll see people have big bottles and think like, oh my God, I just got this great deal on this huge bottle, this like 2 or 4 ounce bottle, you know, and they think they got this great deal, but like that whole bottle, it'll be like 1000 milligrams. And it's like, you have to take dropper and dropper fulls because it's not concentrated at all, it's super diluted. No one wants to drink that much oil. I mean, why? So you're not getting like the full dosage. So like you usually want to do like a 10 milligram dose to start, in my opinion, starting out, depending on your health issues. I take high doses. So this one's a 2000. So, you know, these are the droplets, and really, like, I tell everyone to start with 3 to 5. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 under your tongue. And with that, you're going to be getting, that's like your first dose. And again, if you're having a horrible day and you need more, then take double just start out small and go from there. Like, you don't want to go in and take a whole dropper bowl and start your tolerance out there. I take a lot because I have, for most of you know, I have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which is associated with chronic pain and just a ton of health issues, neurological and stomach issues, migraines, pain, you name it. So I take high doses when I'm in need. And just to give you an idea, legally, like I said, it has to be under 3% or 0.3%. And so there was a time where I was actually at the grocery store and my heart went into an arrhythmia. And I literally thought I was going to die. Like, I thought I was in like VTAC or something. Like, I felt like I was going to die. So I luckily had my CBD. I called 911 while I had them on speakerphone. I got my CBD and I took a decent sized dose. I probably like that much. And as I was calling 911 and telling them where I was, my heart went back into a normal rhythm, and so everything was okay. I ended up going to the ER anyway because I wanted to make sure everything was fine because it was really scary, and I wanted to make sure I didn't go into another arrhythmia or whatever could have been going on. And usually when that happens, I usually need fluids and stuff, so I went anyway. Well, a lot of times I get drug tested when I go in there because I'm young-ish and, you know, that's just standard, I guess. So everything was negative, even the THC, everything. So to take a large dose like that, that's freshly in my bloodstream, and for it to be negative, just to give you an idea. So, you know, if someone has a government job, I will usually recommend to, you can get like the little at-home drug tests. So to maybe just to make sure, because, you know, some people who will take like really high doses, they might metabolize a little bit differently. It might store in their body a little longer, and that small trace amount could add up and possibly bring you over that line and be picked up on a drug test. So I always say to test if you're really concerned about it. That's why people who are really concerned about it stick with the isolate, because an isolate will absolutely not show up whatsoever in your bloodstream or test positive for the THC, because there are no trace amounts. It's strictly just CBD, which again is great and it's still beneficial, but you're missing all of the elements of the plant. You're not getting the terpenes, you're not getting, you know, the full benefit, because they turn it into a powder. You know, it's like, it's a processed powder that's extracted. And so again, do your own research. You don't have to listen to everything I have to say. This is just my personal opinion, my experience. And so that's why in my products, I don't usually use isolate. Well, I don't use an isolate. I always strictly use the full spectrum CBD, because again, it's more beneficial. So another question that I get asked often, a lot of people who are afraid to try it, and by afraid I mean like there's literally people out there that just don't want anything to do with it. You know, I guess we're trained and raised over time that, you know, marijuana is bad, and they see CBD and they want nothing to do with it. So, but of course they'll take, you know, prescription drugs and, you know, opioids, no problem, as long as the doctor prescribes it. So anyway, it, in my opinion, it's good to experiment, because again, I will never pill shame. I take metoprolol, verapamil, and I take nitro every day. Those are three separate heart medications. They help with vasospasms and to prevent arrhythmias and other things. So I take those every day. I have to. I will probably always take those. I will always take those. However, so we're at three pills right now. I've been prescribed two pills for IBS that I do not take. I've been prescribed muscle relaxers, which I never take. I probably take one a year, if that, and that's usually because I'm just so desperate and in so much pain. And But for the most times when I am having like the muscle spasms, I'll just take higher doses of CBD and it works enough for me. I'm happy. So I think that was three pills. What else? I think they've even prescribed me like an antacid for acid reflux, which I do not have, and that was confirmed. They just didn't want to believe that my chest pain was, for my age, was actually chest pain, so that's four. Let's see what else. I think I had a doctor try to prescribe me seizure medication because he was worried that some of these episodes I have that are dysautonomia, my nervous system dysfunctioning thanks to Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, that they could have possibly been seizures. And I know they're not. Unfortunately, he doesn't know a lot about that type of, I guess, area in the neurological world. So that's five. Okay, so now we have six, which is a migraine medication. Fiorset, I believe, was the one. And Fiorset knocks me out on my ass, and then I wake up feeling just horribly sluggish and still exhausted and still having a migraine. I don't like it. Any of the migraine medications I've tried, they definitely didn't do anything for me, but CBD helps a lot. So when I get a migraine coming on, which I get migraines with Aura, which is the flashing light, I lose about 75% of my vision. CBD will do the trick. I take a high dose, which probably, and by the high dose, I mean probably like 50 milligrams, and the flashing lights will go away, and then I don't have a migraine. So let's see what else. Then there is, I had another one. Oh, brain fog. So I believe there's a couple more, but right now I've got six fingers up. So that's six medications. Oh, Antivert, which is anti-vertigo type of medication. That was another one. Again, all that did was make me feel yucky and groggy. So we're at seven. I mean, I could probably add like about two more. So those are seven medications that I do not take. If I took those seven medications, then I would be at 10. And of course, I'm not including any of my supplements. Those don't count. You know, I'm talking about like pharmaceutical drugs. So I would be at 10 medications that I'd be taking every day for the most part. That's a lot of medications. And when you think of each medication, you've got a side effect, you know, that come with it. Some of these side effects can be pretty serious. I mean, I've seen some that were like, you know, eye issues and tachycardia and all, you know, pretty scary things. Another medication would be like an antidepressant, anti-anxiety. I would say, again, some people definitely need antidepressants and those type of things. So this isn't, and don't listen to me, listen to your doctor. But as for me personally, I've had horrible, horrible experiences with with SSRIs for anti-depression medication. And so I can't take those. So it's helped for me. I've even had some people say it's helped them for their focus. So everyone's going to have different results. I had a lot of people who tried CBD for something else, for like their pain and inflammation, who would call me up the next day saying, oh my God, I've had stomach issues my whole life, and this actually worked for my stomach. And they were surprised. So again, it has a lot of beneficial aspects to it. And if just one bottle of this can replace, you know, seven other medications, and I only have to take three, then, I mean, that's great. And, you know, you also don't need to get, for CBD anyway, you don't need to get a doctor's prescription from it. You know, sometimes having certain medications, maybe you don't have insurance to go see a doctor to get a prescription, or maybe you don't have the money or insurance to get in and see a doctor to get the prescription, to go to the pharmacy and fill it and then keep up with that on a monthly basis. You know, there's a lot of different reasons. So for me, I like to be more in control with my health, and I don't want to have all these side effects because I have enough going on with my health. So really, like, if this is what I can do, then that's great. So for me personally, so, you know, with the buds, which is the CBD flower, and again, this looks just like THC, smells just like THC. I wish you could smell it. Where's the microphone? But for me, I can't smoke because I have lung issues. I have my lower left lung has collapsed, and I am prone to like bronchitis. I've got pneumonia. I have heart issues, so like coughing and stuff can trigger arrhythmia. So unfortunately, I can't. I prefer not to smoke, so I don't. So the tinctures are the best for me. I don't usually do edibles because, the tinctures, in my opinion, is the best because you put a couple drops under your tongue, goes into your bloodstream pretty fast, and you feel it within 10 minutes. So you really can't beat that. So, like, in my opinion, like edibles that you buy, like the gummies, for example, number one, they're with an isolate, so you're not getting the full benefits from it. Number two, usually the first ingredient is like corn syrup, sugar, you have dyes. Even if they're naturally done, it's like you're still getting all the sugar. It's going into your digestive system. If you have digestive issues, you're not guaranteed to feel the benefits from it versus going into underneath your tongue where all the blood vessels are, where you're going to absorb it into your bloodstream. I do have stomach issues, so if I were to take any type of edibles, I don't know or can't really necessarily tell if I'm getting the full benefits from it. I do make tea. So when I say that this is my CBD, and I also do sell CBD flower, it's my product line is Wildling Apothecary. So if you go to mistybluedream.com, there is a tab for it. I'm about to launch my shop. It's hard to sell CBD products. So most of the time when people place orders, they just like email me, call me, text me, whatever. And then I'll just shoot them an invoice or PayPal, Venmo, whatever, mail it the next day or two. So the CBD flower that I'm going to start carrying, I've been using one from Colorado, but I'm switching to one that I actually went to the farm. I met the owners. I saw the greenhouse. I smelled it. I got to see it and taste it. It's called Asheville Kush. So if you look it up, you're probably not going to find it because they literally just named it like this week. And I'm probably one of the first wholesale purchasers. I met them and gave them some of my tea to try, and I want to use their line for my teas and my products. So some of the teas that I have are, I mix the tea or the CBD in, and they're really nice because you're getting all these other herbs and that give you other benefits. You know, like for example, ginger is good for nausea and upset stomach. It's good for inflammation. Lavender is an antispasmodic. It's relaxing. Chamomile is similar to like, it's like a sedative and also relaxing. So I mix specific herbs and make my own specific blends for certain needs. So there's really, like I said, there's a lot that can be done with medical marijuana. And most of what I'm talking about is CBD related, which again is legal. I'm not really talking a lot about THC. That would probably be like another episode. So I'm going to read an older post from my website, mistybluedream.com. It's CBD oil, who, when, where, why, how. Anyone can try CBD oil, even kids and pets. CBD oil is safe and has been used medicinally for decades. So I'm going to pause for a second and go back to pets. Well, again, as long as you're using just strictly like mine, for example, which is just the oil and literally the CBD, then it would be safe for dogs. If you're getting one that has like, you know, flavoring and sugar and like alcohol, I mean, unfortunately, I've seen a lot of the competition out there and I see some really great ones, but I've also seen some that are just, again, they're, it's oil with isolate powder, flavors and sugars, like alcohol. Nothing's wrong with the alcohol, by the way. That's another way to make a tincture that's been used for a while, so I'm not dissing that one. But I am not a fan of the sugar and the flavoring and some of the other additives I've seen in other companies. I get why you'd want to put sugar in here, because this tastes very earthy. My opinion is if you don't like the taste, then maybe drink something after or put on a spoonful of peanut butter or with honey. I mean, find a way, put it in your tea or whatever. to me, it's like, it's almost like an acquired taste. Like the first time you had a beer or something, I'm sure it tasted horrible, but over time you eventually enjoy it, right? So for me, I don't mind it at all. Like, I'm used to it. I don't, it's a normal thing for me. So, but I have had some people that they've never had it before and it was a little bit too much, and they just didn't know if they could handle it. And so, like, I just recommended, again, put it on a teaspoon of peanut butter or almond butter or honey or whatever. So again, with pets, it depends on what you're using. But I have a lot of people that get this for their pets. Their pets are old, they have hip problems or arthritis and pain, or maybe they have a lot of anxiety. So like, say there's going to be a thunderstorm. It's amazing for pets. Very helpful. I've heard great reviews. Just make sure you are getting the correct kind, the right kind, and not something that has like chocolate flavoring in it or whatever. And then as far as kids go, the great thing about this is that it's actually safer than aspirin and Tylenol. It's not going to affect your kidneys. So like if your kid is sick often, or they're, you know, they have headaches a lot and you're constantly giving them Tylenol, ibuprofen and stuff every day or often, then, you know, you might eventually see some effects from that, whether it's side effects. I know some of those can be really bad or rough on the stomach and eventually on the liver. So this is a really great alternative. I have, you know, like sometimes my kids, they get, their heart rates will be racing because they all have POTS, and this will kind of help calm their heart down, or they'll have a headache, or they'll get nauseous, and this will help with those issues. And they have a lot of those issues because they also have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. So, and they deal with POTS and symptoms of postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. You get the headaches and you get nausea. And they get a lot of like dislocations and injuries. So they would be taking, I would say, like Tylenol and Motrin and all of those things often, if it weren't for the CBD. So the CBD, like I said, it's like a catch-all. Headache, nausea, pain, even anxiety, if they're feeling really stressed or upset, or they can't sleep. I've had my daughter who's like stressed out, like, oh, I can't sleep. She has a big test in the morning and it's like 11 o'clock at night, and I'll give her a couple drops and it'll, you know, help her to go to sleep. So, again, like you, it can wipe out like most of your medicine cabinet. And again, it's natural. So that's what I love about it. CBD provides the medical benefits of marijuana plant without the psychoactive effects and high produced by THC. And then on my website, on the particular blog post that I'm reading, I put a link of an example of a case study of a young girl with PTSD from sexual abuse, pediatric anxiety and insomnia. So in that example, it shows, it's a study on the benefits of medical marijuana, CBD. CBD can be used for PTSD, insomnia, anxiety, menstrual pain, migraines, nausea, inflammation, IBS, Crohn's, autoimmune disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, and much more. It's my go-to for all of my ailments. What? CBD or cannabidiol is a cannabinoid in cannabis. CBD makes up 40% of the plant extract. It is the second most medically beneficial cannabinoid after THC. CBD can actually counteract the psychoactive effects of THC. So again, if someone smokes like marijuana and they get paranoid, you can actually, and they feel that like yucky anxiety feeling, you can actually counteract that with CBD. So if someone gets like accidentally too high from THC, then they can take some CBD and it will totally mellow that out and counteract it. So that's a little nice trick. What I love about CBD is that I feel like I'm in control of my symptoms instead of my symptoms controlling me. Most medications are taken every 6 to 8 hours, have side effects, can be addictive, cause withdrawals or long-term effects such as damage to your liver. With CBD, I can take it whenever and as needed. For example, the other day was very rough for me. I had a splitting headache, intense nausea, and felt like I had just fallen from a 3-story building and had an increased heart rate. I felt awful. I had doses every few hours or so and made it through the day. Some doses, even back to back, you can never do that with pain medication or most medications. Then I have days that are not so bad and I might just skip doses all day and or have one dose in the evening. And again, you can't do that with regular medication. Some medications, you are not allowed to skip a dose. You can get sick, you can get withdrawals. If you're having a bad day, you can't take extra medication. So I love that like you get to kind of have control over it because you can't really take too much CBD. So where? CBD is legal in all 50 states as long as it meets the requirement of containing no more than 0.3% THC. And again, you can follow me on my blog, which is Misty Blue Dream, MISTIBLUDREAM.com. Subscribe. I have a lot of health and wellness related blog posts, and occasionally I'll do like information like CBD or herbal. I actually have a tab on my website that's called Blurbs on Herbs. My friend Amber came up with the name, and it just has all these little blurbs on different herbs. So really cool if you're into that sort of thing. Why? There is a High Times article on 10 little known uses for CBD states that CBD can curb nicotine addiction and also help with acne. CBD is a huge anti-inflammatory. Washington Post has plenty of doctors stating the anti-cancer properties and powerful positive effects for epileptic patients. Cannabis can suppress a hyperactive immune system and lower inflammation, which are two important concerns in autoimmune diseases. CBD is safer than aspirin. There are overwhelming studies that prove just that. Medical cannabis has never killed a single patient. Now, let me go ahead and also remind you again, this post that I'm reading, you can search it on my website. I do have links to all of these sources. I'm really big on that. I hate it when people just make these claims and then they don't have anything to back it up. So that's about the gist of it. And I kind of go over what I've already went over, which is, you know, how to take it. So, you know, if any of you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I'm on Instagram at Misty Blue Day. That's MISTIBLUDAY. And then there's also my product line, which is Wildling Apothecary. And that's on Instagram as at Wildling, WILDLING Apothecary, and then US. I think that's all. So again, if anyone has any questions, I'm always down to answer some questions. If you have any suggestions for upcoming shows, or perhaps maybe you want to be on an episode in the future. Again, I talk about a little bit of everything as long as it's, you know, fun or educational. I'm down to have a guest on the show. So feel free to reach out to me. You can also reach out to me at info@mistyblu.com. And thank you so much for tuning in.